from KQED.
California is about to become the first state in the nation with its own network of greenhouse gas monitors. Craig Miller reports as part of our series Climate Watch.
After a muddy slog through some corn stubble in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta, Mark Fisher arrives at the base of a 1,600-foot TV tower. The atmospheric scientist from Lawrence Berkeley National Lab is here to brief two engineers from the state's Air Resources Board on some equipment that has nothing to do with TV.
The samples are drawn down from three different heights on the tower.
The gear is part of a continental network that tracks carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere.
They are pumped through by pumps in the bottom of this box.
Federal scientists have been metering atmospheric CO2 at a growing network of monitors since 1958. But now California is building out its own network to track CO2, as well as some less studied gases, especially methane, a highly potent greenhouse gas given off by livestock, landfills, refineries, and some natural sources like swamps.
Here we're monitoring a broader suite of gases than is monitored at practically any other site.
In a lab and clean room complex in Silicon Valley, about 50 people are at work building the newest generation of analyzers.
You hook them up, plug them in, they turn themselves on, and begin immediately taking data.
Eric Crossan is chief technology officer at Picaro Instruments, which just sold 7 of these atmospheric gas sniffers to the Air Board. The term sniffer is my own. Units actually use internal lasers to measure gas concentrations in the air samples.
By tying this in with wind speed and also doing something called a tracer method, which is where you release a known amount of gas into the atmosphere, then you can determine exactly how much emissions is coming from a large area source like a landfill or like a wastewater treatment facility.
The state plans to install most of the units at fixed locations around California. One will be perched atop Mount Wilson to monitor emissions in the L.A. basin.
They'll also be taking these things on the road. In one test run, they put one in the back of a car and drove from Livermore, east of Oakland, to Sacramento, taking measurements all along the way. When they went back and looked at the results, they found that just about halfway there, near the town of Tracy, suddenly methane levels were spiking all over the place. So they went back and investigated, and sure enough, right where the levels had spiked, there were 2 major livestock operations and a wastewater treatment plant, all major producers of methane.
There's already a plan in the works to routinely outfit commercial airliners with sniffers to create a web of carbon data from wherever they fly.
And I think the more that we can democratize this information, the more this information will be used by the general public to make more educated decisions.
Mike Wolk is Picaro's CEO.
Yeah, I mean, I envision at the end of the day that the world will be populated by a number of ambient air monitoring stations to be able to understand whether or not our local and regional and national regulatory and policy frameworks are truly working.
For instance, if we end up with a cap-and-trade system where industries are paying for their emissions, we might need a system like this to make sure they're putting out what they say they are.
Probably, but that's not the goal of this monitoring network at this time.
Jorn Herner manages the Greenhouse Gas Technology and Field Testing section for the Air Board's research division. He says that for now, air regulators intend to use the devices for research, not as a kind of big brother to keep tabs on specific greenhouse gas emitters.
The science is really young. We're really just trying to find out the potential of what we can do with this network. How it's used in the future is still up in the air.
So to speak. For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.
There's more on methane sampling online at californiareport.org/climatewatch.